Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ellie and Matilda with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, unions are celebrating a big win for Queensland mine workers, setting a legal precedent for same job, same pay laws. The Fair Work Commission's decision came after Goonwella Riverside, Peak Downs and Sarah G mines owned by BHP were found underpaying thousands of workers under the same job. The decision has said to deliver $30,000 more per year to more than 2,200 of their labour hire workers, costing the mining company an extra $66 million a year.
A Queensland family is fitting four generations into their home in an attempt to manage the worsening housing crisis. Mr. Sales, a Gold Coast homeowner, has renovated the hinterland property to ensure housing for his aging parents and children amid the unaffordable rental market. The median weekly rent in the Gold Coast has increased by $50 since last year, now sitting at $750 per week. Australians are being urged to design homes for intergenerational living, as new award-winning home designs are emerging, built for up to 20 people. In national news, the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency has cracked down on 57 medical practitioners, pharmacists, and nurses over medical cannabis prescribing practices. AHPRA has today released new guidelines urging prescriptioners to put patient health over profit, as reports of overprescription and needless prescriptions were being reported. The crackdown comes after reports surfaced that one patient had died from inappropriate prescription and another patient with psychosis was prescribed with a strong dose of medical cannabis.
Australia is urgently looking into proposed new tariffs to be applied to pharmaceuticals, imposed by the US and looks to weaken the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. The US announced the tariffs last night, including a chance of seeing 200% tariff on pharmaceutical imports and 50% on copper imports. The announcement has the government concerned, with Treasurer Jim Chalmers commenting on billions of dollars in trade are at risk for Australia. The PBS has long been a target for the US Big Pharma, calling it discriminatory, with one of Australia's largest exports to the US being pharmaceuticals.
In international news, more than 161 people are still missing among the Texas floods, which have already taken more than 100 lives over the July 4th weekend. Texas Governor Greg Abbott spoke at a news conference on Tuesday, saying the missing people had been staying in the Hill Country region and had not been registered at a camp or hotel. Mr. Abbott said, quote, "We will not stop until every missing person is accounted for," end quote. Concerns have increased since authorities set up a hotline for families to report missing people, leading to a spike in numbers.
For your weather today, Brisbane is still sunny. It is currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.